When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2245. 10 scientific studies that may change the way you approach weight loss. Part 1 by the NeuroGym team of MyNeuroGym.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. Now on Fridays, that's where I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask, or email it in to health@oldpodcast.com. And if you do, you can get a copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook for free. Now, today's episode is a little longer than normal, so I'll read the first half today and then finish up the rest tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one as we optimize your life. 10 scientific studies that may change the way you approach weight loss. Part one by the NeuroGym team of MyNeuroGym.com. There's no shortage of information on the internet, especially when it comes to weight loss. But the way you view weight loss may change after hearing these scientific studies. And the knowledge you gain by looking at the research may help you develop a mindset to lose weight naturally and keep it off for good. So here they are. 1. Being way overweight may take a toll on more than just your body. There are so many fad diets circulating and trending out there. It's enough to make your head spin. And do diets even work? Looking at the percentage of those that are obese in the United States and beyond, quote-unquote diets, are failing miserably. Obesity has been linked to brain dysfunction before, and now scientists are starting to wonder what that means for behavior. There's a little nugget of your brain that looks kind of like a pea pod. It's called the hippocampus, and it takes care of important tasks, such as memory. A study in the UK revealed that a very high body mass index, or BMI, went hand-in-hand with glitchy, episodic memories, meaning the ability to remember events that happened. Psychologically, this could make you more likely to eat when you're not hungry. If you clearly remember your lunch, you might think twice before mindlessly grabbing a bag of chips from your secret stash. If you're not thinking about the big, juicy, and filling burger you just had 2 hours ago, you may see a big blueberry muffin and just go for it, even though you're not really hungry. Mindset shift tip. Pay close attention to what you eat and how much of it. Next time you think of munching mid-morning, recall in detail the deliciously crunchy, fruity, whole grain cereal you had for breakfast. Then see if you're still hungry. 2. An important thing moms can do to have healthier kids. You've most likely seen a connection between quote-unquote fit moms and active children. Until now, studies haven't been able to prove anything conclusively. There were too many factors involved. Maybe kids mirror their parents' behaviors, Or maybe they have a genetic predisposition to like CrossFit. Researchers at Baylor College of Medicine decided to eliminate those complications and used mice to test the theory. A group of mice were split into two groups, one with a running wheel and one without. The wheel group continued to run each night throughout their entire pregnancy, while the no-wheel group had no choice but to sit and twiddle their paws. Later, after they all gave birth, the mice with running mommies were 50% more active than the other group, and this pattern continued all the way into adulthood. So the conclusion of that research, quote, if a similar effect gets confirmed in humans, it could represent an effective strategy to counteract the current worldwide epidemic of physical inactivity and obesity, end quote. 3. Delight in nature's delicious drinkable gift. Are you one of those people who needs coffee ASAP after you get out of bed in the morning? Do you regularly hear things like, whoa, is that your fourth cup? Or, you drink 3 cups a day? No wonder you're so anxious during meetings. Suffice it to say, coffee has gotten a bad rap in the past. But as long as you aren't contaminating the purity of nature's energy bean with sugar and artificial sweeteners, you're good. That's right. According to Dr. Vasanti Malik, no relation to Dr. Neil, who's a nutrition research scientist at Harvard, up to 5 cups of coffee a day is perfectly healthy. Numerous studies have proven that coffee has cardiovascular benefits, weight loss benefits, and a variety of healthy antioxidants and vitamins. So, some say coffee will be your friend on the weight loss journey, partially because of its healthy properties, and partly because it gives you more energy to get up and move. Have some coffee with breakfast? Yes. Mid-morning perk? Why not? With lunch? Okay. Before bed? Probably not in that case. Let's not get too crazy here. 4. Meat. It's not just for cheat days anymore. In the last decade, steak has spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You hear people say, oh, I would kill for a steak, but my doctor said I should watch my cholesterol. Or, I love red meat, but I'm really trying to lose weight, so I only have it on cheat days. In reality, red meat contains an array of essential micronutrients, such as iron, zinc, selenium, potassium, and a range of B vitamins, including niacin, riboflavin, thiamine, and vitamin B12. What you should probably avoid are heavily processed meats, like salami and cold cuts. Instead, opt for fresh, nutritious, grass-fed beef. 5. When diet and exercise alone don't cut it, a third factor may help you get cut. One big reason people struggle with obesity is that they eat recreationally, rather than for the nutrition. Maybe you're stressed in the afternoon, so you grab a Krispy Kreme donut or two. Perhaps you had a bad day at work, so you get home and scarf down your favorite Ben & Jerry's while catching up on season 34 of Survivor. It happens. Actually, it happens a lot. Obesity is an epidemic right now, and stress eating and reward-driven eating are eating away at humanity's health. Food, especially junk food, is super easy to get your hands on, and it gives you a quick, sugary boost that just makes you feel a little better. With this in mind, researchers developed a study. They wondered, can we get people to lose weight by training them to eat more mindfully? The answer? Yes. People can benefit from eating mindfully. Two groups of obese individuals went through a matching diet and exercise program. One of the groups also got mindfulness training. 6 months later, the second group was eating less for stress and reward, and that led to more weight loss at the 12-month mark. The results were statistically significant, resulting in the conclusion that conscious eating does contribute to weight loss success. 6. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 10 Scientific Studies That May Change the Way You Approach Weight Loss by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Researching the effects of coffee has become somewhat of a hobby of mine. Nerd alert, I know. Now, it's not just because I love me my coffee. It's because it's so misunderstood. Coffee and tea are surprisingly good for us. As you heard in today's article, coffee may help with weight management. Not only that, but many research studies have found that coffee may prevent against all sorts of other diseases like liver disease, Parkinson's disease, dementia, and even some forms of cancer. Now, the question is, how much do I need to drink each day to reduce my risk for these diseases? Well, you heard in the article that up to 5 cups a day doesn't seem to be harmful. And in fact, many of the studies have found that 4 to 6 cups of plain coffee, no added sweeteners or creamers, may do the trick when it comes to disease prevention. Now remember, a cup is 8 fluid ounces, about the size of your fist. And we always have to remember that for some of us, drinking coffee each day and in these amounts that we're recommending may cause more harm than good. So I'm talking about those that may be sensitive to caffeine. So here's where I have to sound like a television ad for a medication and say all these disclaimers. Those with certain pre-existing conditions, like ulcers, inflammatory bowel disease, or even IBS, and women that are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant, should talk with their healthcare provider before drinking these amounts of coffee. But if you find that drinking coffee each day doesn't seem to cause you any harm, and you and your doctor agree that it may help you reduce your risk for certain diseases, then enjoy and drink up. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.